This is The Ticket with Ticket Tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past every hour. Covering the latest breaking sports news first on the Cowboys, Mavs, Stars, and Rangers. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket.
The most chaotic start to the tour ever coming up at 9:35. But first, it's Gordo's Corner brought to us by McDonald's and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. All right, Giorgio, you're going to love this. Did you see the cover of The New Yorker?
Nope.
I know you take The New Yorker. We all take The New Yorker up here. It's a very popular magazine among ticket hosts. All right, so on the cover of The New Yorker, I'll show it to you, and then I'll describe it on the air. You have a problem with that?
Are they inferring that Ernie and Bert are gay?
They couldn't infer it. They would imply it.
Imply?
Yes.
Can I say that?
You would infer. Yeah, it's a picture of Bert and Ernie sitting snuggled up on a couch, and they're looking at the TV, and it's a picture of the Supreme Court on the TV. And, of course,
Sesame Street characters out of this.
That's on The New Yorker. The cover of The New Yorker.
So, Bert is the husband.
What, you don't, why are you always having to break it down?
And Ernie is the wife.
Gosh.
Now, in an aside, I have always wondered about Bert and Ernie. Were they brothers? Were they friends?
Lovers?
They were kids.
They weren't kids.
But they talked like adults.
I always got the feeling they weren't kids.
But they acted like kids.
How did they act like kids? Ernie was the only one that acted like a kid. I always thought that Ernie was just kind of a Peter Pan-ish guy. You know, he's just sweet, innocent Ernie. And Bert was the more practical, worldly.
But he was goofy, too. I mean, he worried about his paperclip collection. I mean, he didn't have a job. He just sat around and wasted time all day long,
too. Well, I thought that, wouldn't it establish that he was a trust fund baby?
Oh, I don't remember that.
I thought it was Bert was a trust fund baby, and Ernie just kind of lived with him because they
leave
were
Disneyland
buddies in college.
Sesame Street out of gayness. That's all I got to say.
Whoa.
Albert Brooks had a funny tweet.
George Dunham.
He said, shocked to see that Bernie and Ert might be gay. I always thought it was Bert and Ernie might be gay. I always thought it was the Roadrunner. And I started to think about it.
He was a little prissy.
Didn't he seem like he could be gay?
Yeah.
Well, Bugs Bunny used to open mouth kiss everybody.
That's what made him awesome, though. That wasn't open mouthed.
Yeah, it was.
You're saying it was with tongue?
I think so.
Huh. Anyway, yeah, I kind of have a problem with it too, but it's one of those tricky liberal areas where if I say I have a problem with it, people go, well, what's wrong if Bert and Ernie are gay?
Be on a liberal team.
It's because they're supposed to be asexual because they're children's characters.
Right. Yeah, we don't want them hetero.
No.
We just don't want them anything.
We don't want to know anything about their dating life. We don't want Bert coming home, staggering home after a late Friday night and waking up Ernie and telling him about his exploits. And
Ernie is hilarious.
You know, hey.
Ernie's one of my favorite puppets of all time. Actually, Muppet, I guess. His laugh.
The rubber ducky? That didn't bother you?
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bad time so much fun.
Why is Busby singing this? Rubber ducky.
And I make my way to the tubby.
Yeah, so, and if you notice on the cover also, it has, Ernie is leaning, you just see the back of them, right? The POV is from the back of the couch towards the television set. Which, by the way, the television set, very old school technology. It's still got the two dials on it, and it's got rabbit ears on top of it. So I don't know why they couldn't update that.
Yeah, I haven't watched Sesame Street in a while, but they've always had kind of outdated electronics on
that
show.
That's what I'm telling you. That's why I hated Sesame Street as a kid, because everyone seemed to not be doing well.
I love Sesame Street. It's
just
great.
Sesame Street itself, everybody was having to sit out on the stoop. Everybody seemed generally unemployed or
everybody was happy.
Or barely patching a living together. And
Mr. Hooper's store did fine.
It was just all beaten. Sesame Street was so beaten down.
It's great.
It's
Don't
a
talk
kid.
Like that about
you're a kid.
A
you want it to be
childhood.
Aspirational. You want to watch a bunch of rich kids.
I didn't care about that.
Riding
that's
around in
jokes.
Go-karts. That's what a kid show should
I
have
liked
been.
I like humor, and there was funny stuff for kids on Sesame Street. Guy Smiley, hilarious.
No,
Ernie, Cookie Monster, hilarious.
I liked
Oscar
Adventures funny. Of Letterman. That was okay.
Yeah, funny bits, cartoons, funny.
Hmm. But anyway, so in the picture on the front of the New Yorker, it has Ernie leaning into Bert's neck, like a romantic couple that are looking almost as if they're watching their old honeymoon video, you know, after they've been married for 30 years. And Bert's got his arm around Ernie.
Stupid.
And meanwhile, they still have that ridiculous tuft of hair coming out of each of the top of their head. Crazy, crazy looking hair. I never liked Bert, and I always thought he should have been written out of the show.
Why?
Because he was a jerk. He was always ill-tempered, and he just, but it was. I always thought he was just kind of cruel, and he was a killjoy. An enthusiasm damper to Ernie.
You're the one that says you have to have conflict in comedy, and he was the straight guy, and Ernie
was.
Well,
yeah. I mean, if Bert had had some stuff about, you know, do you make up for a tip when you're when you're dining with a black friend and you don't feel like he leaves enough money? Wasn't that one on Curb Your Enthusiasm? Wasn't that, and Larry David didn't know whether to leave something or then it would insult his friend? Why is that your Larry David?
Because that's the way they did it on the Saturday Night Live parody. That was hilarious.
Funniest show of all time, Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Tap breaks.
I wouldn't say funniest of all time, but I would put it in the top 5 or 10 for sure.
Arrested Development's up there.
I think that's the funniest.
That may be the funniest. Yeah.
So I need to watch that.
What are you doing, George? Boy, why would you watch that?
It's so funny.
I ain't gotten around to it.
You will binge watch it. You start watching the first couple episodes, and you'll binge watch about 12 of them.
Yep.
It's great. Anyway, so that's the Bert and Ernie cover I wanted to tell you about. Also, there was a big article that kind of made it around. I don't know whether it was on the AP or something like this, but it was in a lot of different on a lot of different websites.
Generic.
About last words, famous like last words of Texas death row inmates. And it detailed about how Texas is one of the only states that actually publishes the last words. Like they have it on their website.
See?
I do like websites.
See what?
It's unnecessary. We don't have to do this. Other states magically find a way not to do this.
Magically?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, they don't actually record the final words. Like, although there's a microphone that's hanging over the death gurney. And there are people that are listening to that microphone, and as they're writing it down by hand, as the guy's issuing it.
So they don't even have a court reporter type in there? They're doing it by hand?
Maybe a court reporter. If I was Corby, I would just state emphatically, no, they're doing it by hand. But really, truly, I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's a court reporter type. But the point is that it... For accuracy's sake, you would think they would record it, but they don't want there to be an audio recording of these people's final words.
I could see that.
Because they consider that ghoulish. The killing is not quite so ghoulish, but recording their final words on audio tape would be.
Yeah, because somehow that would get out, and then somebody would
auto-tune it, and it'd be that whole deal.
I don't want audio!
Well, I do. All right, would you like to hear a few weird last words of death row inmates?
Nope.
How about them Cowboys make the list?
How about them Cowboys has made a lot of those lists. James Jackson said, I'm ready to roll, time to get this party started. And that was a reference. James Jackson murdered his wife and 2 stepdaughters because he said in his note to cops, he said he couldn't take care of his family. I don't have a job, and I gave them back to God, and he will understand. And so they think that his final words were a reference to the party that he felt his family was going to have as they were all joined together.
Okay. I don't know about that one.
Thomas Grasso, he was executed in Oklahoma in 1995. He said his final statement was, I did not get my SpaghettiOs, I got spaghetti, and I want the press to know this. What a waste of a final statement.
Nobody cared.
No.
That's what he got.
But he was ticked. because his last meal wasn't exactly as he requested. Now, his last meal was 2 dozen steamed mussels, 2 dozen steamed clams, flavored by a wedge of lemon, a double cheeseburger from Burger King, a half dozen barbecued spare ribs, 2 strawberry milkshakes, 1/2 of a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, diced strawberries, and a 16-ounce can of spaghetti meatballs served at room temperature. But he wanted SpaghettiOs for that spaghetti meatball thing, and they gave him spaghetti meatballs. And so his final statement was complaining about that.
Now, haven't we learned
the service that, wasn't good?
That what they request differs from what they actually get, that they don't go out and get a Whopper, that they just make a hamburger at the prison cafe.
That's what the prisons want you to believe.
By the way, I don't think they call it the prison cafe. At the prison kitchen.
They might. I bet you they've rebranded it.
We call it the Cumulus
Cafe. You know, to make
cafe.
It make it more appealing.
It's not like the inmates have a choice. You don't need to market to them.
What do they call it? The cafeteria, right? And cafe is short for that, is it? Or is cafe just short for coffee shop?
Yeah, right.
I don't care.
Cafe.
Remember Eileen Wuornos?
No.
The movie Monster was made about her?
Ah.
This was her final statement. I'd just like to say I'm sailing back with The Rock, and I'll be back like Independence Day with Jesus June 6th. Like the movie, big mothership and all, I'll be back.
The Rock, like the people's eyebrow?
I guess so. That's the only interpretation.
But here's the thing.
Or either Peter. It could be either Peter or Dwayne Johnson.
Here's the thing. For all the families...
I think those two would be mentioned in the same sentence.
The families of the victims.
Yeah.
Don't you maybe think of them about how we... Oh, yeah, what do they say? And then we laugh at it. That's not a laughing matter to those
Craig's
families.
Craig's the one laughing.
Oh, you brought it up. Everybody, I'm not just singling you guys out. Everyone laughs at it. And if you're the victim's family, you really want... This is
well, some
you know,
of these,
comedy
some of
a,
these were like touching statements of contrition.
Yeah, but those never make the news.
It's no, it did. Says, I have a whole list of them here.
I know, but those aren't the stories that you've been doing through the years. It's always the guy that says, hey, how about them Cowboys, or I like hot dogs, or something like that. And then,
why is hot dogs always your default answer to things?
Default word.
I guess their argument would be, we don't control the reaction. That's up to you, but our job is to report.
We report, you decide. Yeah.
Our job is to report whether it's a touching prayer or whether it's a Wheels Off Jimmy Johnson tribute.
Don't need to know.
Here's what happened, and then it's up to you guys to how you handle it.
If the victim's family wants to know, or if that the person that's being executed, if their family wants to know, they should know. And the prison ought to let them know.
George Harris's last statement in the year 2000 was, somebody needs to kill my trial attorney.
Nothing? That's funny.
Okay. That's, I think, the best one I've heard in terms of comedy.
Okay, now here's one, Giorgio, that you'll be interested in. Wesley Allen Dodd, who was executed in 1993, he was accused of molesting and ending the life of some kids. Okay. So, the most serious of crimes. Yeah. He said... I once was asked by somebody, I don't remember who, if there was any way sex offenders could be stopped. I said no. I was wrong. And that was his final statement.
So that's the only way to stop them?
Yeah. That this was the way to stop them. See? Makes a pretty good point there, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Matthews, executed in January of 2011, said... I think that the governor's phone is broke. He hasn't called yet. Okay.
Hilarious. All right. Yeah, hit the laugh track. And
Charlie Livingston agreed with you, Giorgio. He said, he was executed here in Texas. He said, you all brought me here to be executed, not to make a speech. That's it. And that was his final statement.
Pretty good little statement. Pretty good little statement.
And it isn't it also turning it into, whether you agree with it or not, the death penalty, this more of a spectacle? You know, but okay, let's hear about last words and last meal. Almost like you're watching a reality TV show and you just, I don't know. It's just, I don't think it's the right way to handle it.
Sure, had sex with Tom Cruise.
Seriously? A long time ago?
Yes. It was a long time ago, but she said that she had sex with him and that he was great.
All right.
Said that he was one of her top five lovers.
Yeah, good for her.
Isn't she like 6'2 and he's 5'2?
Mm-hmm.
He's not 5'2.
Gordon just confirmed it.
James Collier, who was executed in Texas, said, "The only thing I want to say..."
What? Wow, that's enough out of you.
This is a radio version of a pinball machine. Never know where we're going next.
He said, "The only thing I want to say is that I appreciate the hospitality you guys have shown me and the respect, and the last meal was really good. That's about it. Thank you guys for being there and giving me a little bit of spiritual guidance and support." And then the drugs took effect.
He didn't even get support out.
And he started snoring. You know what? Should have gone to the snoring center.
You know what?
Because
at that point, what does it matter?
You like that moment right after the last words and before they flatline. There's something, you get a kick out of that last breath, that last gasp, because you always talk about it.
George, you going to take that from him?
I'm looking at you, Gordon. And you know I'm right.
I do not.
Support you,
I do not know that you're right. I think that's not true. I don't have any weird obsession with the moment when their eyes get all wide and they look like they see something up in the ceiling and then they start snoring.
Yeah, we have three or four of these stories a week. Yeah, we do, too.
No, we don't, and you know we don't.
Why is Mr. Sulu on the stand at the Zimmerman trial?
Alec Baldwin melted down on Twitter.
Again? That's every day.
Mm-hmm. And he pulled his Twitter account. He was like cussing and calling some reporter a queen and everything, so now the gay rights people got all over him. Because, you know, libs generally love Alec Baldwin, but then he does all this offensive stuff. And so then he decommissioned his Twitter account, and it was all because some reporter said that his wife, Alec Baldwin's wife, was tweeting throughout James Gandolfini's funeral.
Was she?
No. I don't know. He says that she wasn't.
Okay.
James Moreland, who was killed in Henderson County, said, "You've been the best. All right. Dad, I love you. All of you. All of you have truly been the best. And I believe I'm going home. I'm sorry. I really meant that. It's not just words. My life is all I can give. I stole two lives, and I know it was precious to y'all.
Yeah,
that's the story of my whole life. That's what alcohol will do for you. Oh, Jesus, Lord God, take me home, precious Lord. Take me home, Lord. Take me home. Yes, sir. Take me home, oh, Lord."
Mark.
And then he started snoring.
All right, Gordo.
Cher said they only dated for like a really short period of time, though.
And worst corner ever.
9:33 on the ticket. History the most ever. Chaotic start to the tour ever coming up next.